Special additional update from Pastor Julian from the Marshall Islands is going to tell us about what's going on with the Marshall Island people who are trying to get recompense for the massive destruction they suffered.
Yahweh is my Marshallese word. My name is Julian Rickland, and I'm from the Marshall Islands. I'm happy to be here this morning with you folks who stand for peace. I'm a pastor of a United Church of Christ in Sacramento, and I came from the Marshall Islands about 3 years ago. I'm a man without a home island, and I'll tell you why. My home island of Runglap was contaminated by the atomic bomb test that was dropped on Bikini in 1954. I have never been back home because the island is radioactive or radiated. My other home island is Kwajalein. I'm sure many of you know where Kwajalein is. It is a small island where United States government continues to test long-range missiles into the lagoon. People have moved to a small island of Ibai and continue to live there. It's crowded, and I don't know where else to go except coming to the United States, where it's free of nuclear radiation. And I was, my medical records are here somewhere in Livermore. I heard so much of Livermore when I was young. And as I said, my medical records were compared with the people who were affected by the fallouts, my grandmother and my younger brother. My number is 286, I believe, as a control. So I guess I've been used as a guinea pig to compare the how radiation affect a people. I'm puzzled because the first missionaries to the islands came from the United States to bring the word of God to our people. And the first thing they taught us was to love one another. And I'm puzzled because my two home islands have been used for testing weapons. And I don't understand why we have to kill other people. And I'm glad that I'm with you this morning to share these few words and stand with you. As brothers and sisters, preserving the peace that Christ preached a long time ago. Again, I bring you greetings from the people who were affected by radiation fallout in 1953. Thank you very much.